Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
92.9 Podcast, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at Action247.com.
Haven't been back in forever, and Texas is this incredible program that should win but never does win, but it's still Texas.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game you got to win. I know it's on the road, and, like, that's a great environment, but, like, come on. You're Texas, and Arkansas is, like, I love Arkansas. That's my favorite SEC team, but, like, come on. They're near the bottom of the SEC every year. You know, they're never –
if you're Texas, you're supposed to beat Arkansas.
You got to go in there and win that one.
And yet Sam Pittman has that team, you know, playing really, really well. The reason I couldn't take him seriously is, you know, I'm just playing law of averages here. The guy got hired as a 58-year-old career assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if nobody's given you a chance your entire life to be a head coach at this level, it probably means that nobody sees anything in you. And then Arkansas wanted to hire a million different people. And as the story goes, like, at some point, Sam Pittman's like, I would love to have the job. And I remember the reports like, you know, Arkansas might be zeroing in on Sam Pittman. I'm like, Sam, what? Who?
I remember too.
And then it was like, oh, Sam Pittman, the guy who's not even a coordinator at Georgia, and he's a 59-year-old career assistant. Yeah. How is that spot guy supposed to go to Arkansas and win? But he has tapped into something. He got those players believing in themselves, playing hard, and that's, I guess, a big part of it. He looks to – listen, again, if you take me back to that same day and ask me what I think about Arkansas hiring Sam Pittman, I say he'd be fired in 3 years. I still say the same thing, but he has already exceeded expectations, and I don't know where it goes from here, but where it's at right now, he's got Arkansas in his second year, ranked 20th in the country in the AP poll, coming off of a 19-point victory over the University of Texas. And if you're Texas, I know that this doesn't mean they're forever doomed in the SEC, but, like, this should be eye-opening for Texas.
Well, because it's like you said, you were talking about you're Texas, and what if you're not Texas anymore once you get in this league? You know what I mean?
Well, keep in mind, Texas hasn't been Texas as we like to think of them for a long time.
A long time.
Like, you weren't competing for Big 12 titles for the past decade.
But it could be worse than that.
Well, here's what happened. Oh, it would be worse than that.
Yeah.
Because there's now some thought that the alliance, you know, Pac-12, Big 10, ACC, there's some thought that they might prevent this playoff from expanding. Because keep in mind, Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, was heavily involved in constructing a 12-team playoff with no automatic bids. That was the thing. No automatic bids. Well, that's so you can get six SEC teams in. Five, six.
Sure.
Okay. But now what if they say, but then you want to go take Texas, Oklahoma? Well, maybe we'll just keep it at four. And we'll let Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Texas all fight for at most two spots? If you're Texas, you couldn't get to the playoff out of the Big 12. Now you're going to get there in a 14 playoff with Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M, LSU?
Seems unlikely.
Very unlikely. And at what point do you go, we got enough money? Because on some level, this is about money. They're going to make more money in the SEC. They already got the biggest athletic budget in the country. Is it really worth the extra money to make your path to success in the one sport that matters more than any other on that campus, which is football, to make your path to success more complicated? Like, hey, you'll make $40 million more, but you'll lose three more games a season. Is that fun?
Not if you're a fan.
Not if you're a fan. You think a fan out there is going to say, but our budget's $175 million a year.
No.
Give me a $125 million budget and 10 wins. That's what I want. Give me a $125 million budget and a conference championship. You keep your other $40 million. And maybe I'll be wrong about this. I think Oklahoma and Texas, one of them, if not both, will look up in 5 years, 10 years, after, say, 5 years in the SEC, and they'll go, do we really need to do this? Because we sacrificed wins for money. We sacrificed wins for exposure. We sacrificed wins to say we're in the best league in the country. And we are in the best league in the country, but boy, winning was more fun than being in the best. We'd rather be in the fourth best league in the country and win than be in the best league in the country and not win as much. I won't be surprised at all if they both don't have serious regrets about doing this, say, 10 years from now.
Story number three.
Yes, I watched tennis this weekend.
How'd it go?
Great for Emma Raducanu and great for Medvedev. Not so great for their opponents. Novak Djokovic being, of course, the runner-up on the men's side, so he misses out on the calendar Grand Slam, loses in straight sets. But the story, I thought, at least the one I paid more attention to, was the women's side. Because it was just an incredible set of circumstances. You got two teenagers, both of whom were not seeded, and Raducanu, she had to qualify just to get into the main draw. She became the first person ever on the women's side to reach the final after having to qualify, and then she wins it in straight sets. 18 years old, was ranked outside of the top 300 in the world earlier this year. And she just wins the U.S. Open. She moves up 123 spots in the world rankings. She's now ranked 23rd in the world. And there's some thought. I read this from a quote from a guy named Jonathan Schlitt, who's the chairman of Intertalent Group, which is a London-based talent management agency. He said Raducanu will, the next calendar year, be the highest-earning female athlete in the world.
Interesting. It's funny you say all that because, like, literally, you know how Twitter gives you, like, suggestions who to follow? The top one on mine is her.
Right.
Yeah.
He said he thinks she'll make more than $100 million in the next calendar year for a variety of reasons. One is she is an English-speaking Brit. She's from Great Britain. She grew up in London. But her mother is a Chinese immigrant. She speaks Mandarin. So that opens her up to China for all sorts of endorsement opportunities.
Right.
Like, China claims her as one of theirs, but so does London. She speaks English, and let's just be honest, she's a pretty young woman.
Yep.
And so she checks every single box. Now, she will have to sustain winning at a high level. You know, if you just win one Grand Slam and then you're never back in even the quarterfinals again or the semifinals again, then this goes away. But right now, I mean, she's on Good Morning America this morning.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, nobody ever heard of her. She's on Good Morning America this morning. And so there's some thought that she has now got a chance to be the face of sport, of that sport, and perhaps the face of female athletes throughout this world. She's going to have to continue winning. This can't just be a one-off thing, like she caught lightning in a bottle, if you will, held a trophy in New York, and then we never heard from her again when it comes to holding more trophies. But if she can become a top five women's tennis player in the world, she's going to make more money than everybody else. That's what the talent evaluators seem to think. Right now, the highest earning female athlete in the world is Naomi Osaka, another tennis player who checks a lot of the same boxes. But Raducanu, boy, what a 2 week run for her in Queens. And it was like, I actually watched that on Saturday afternoon. I don't watch a lot of tennis. When I do watch it, I enjoy it, and then I never go back to it. But I wanted to watch that just because you had this really interesting, unique story, And it was time well spent.
Story number four.
Sunday night baseball.
How about that, GP?
Ooh, boy.
I was watching last night.
Francisco Lindor, three homers against the Yankees, two from the left side, one from the right, to lead the Mets to a 7-6 victory over the Yanks. They went 2 of 3 inside City Field. He becomes Francisco Lindor, first player in history to ever homer three times in one game in the Subway Series. Mm-hmm. Now, they haven't been playing that Subway Series forever. It's only 139 games all time in the Subway Series. But still, nobody's ever done it.
That's a lot.
Yeah. A-Rod never did it. Derek Jeter ever did it. Mike Piazza never did it. But Francisco Lindor, he's been terrible since signing that $330 million contract. But boy, he made up for it last night. Big time. And now...
they got into it a little bit.
Got into it.
Uh-huh, that was fun.
Because the Yankees were trying to be the Astros on Saturday. Did you see this?
No, what happened Saturday?
Taijuan Walker was tipping his pitches, it appeared.
Uh-oh.
And the Yankees were whistling out of the dugout. Like, I don't know exactly what it was, like breaking ball whistle. I can't whistle. Or a fastball whistle. But Jonathan Villar, who's playing third base, kept hearing whistling at in odd. Like, they very much like banging the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and talked to Walker, and he's like, you're tipping your pitches, and they're whistling on fastballs, or they're whistling on curveballs, whatever. So they got all that straightened out. So when Lindor homers for the second time last night, as he's rounding second, he puts his fingers in his mouth like he's whistling.
That's awesome.
And so, like, that started a little scene, but it was pretty minor there. Then Giancarlo Stanton homers to tie the game. And when he rounds second, he turns his back to third, like he's in a home run try, and starts yelling at Lindor and Baez. And Lindor and Baez are like, no, stop. He's now backpedaling his home run try
right.
So that he can yell at the Mets' middle infield. They're saying, come on. Then the bench is clear, bullpen's clear, and then Lindor hits the big homer in the eighth for the win. So what an awesome Sunday night baseball game. Like, that would have been an awesome Sunday night baseball game regardless of the teams and the outcomes. But, you know, for a Mets fan, it doesn't get much better than that. Now we get Mets-Cardinals starting a series tonight. Cardinals one game back of the Reds and
big
Padres
one.
For this second wild card in the National League. And the Mets are two games back of the Cardinals, three games back of the Reds and Padres. So this has wild card implications. First pitch at 6:10. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Parlay is a really cool way to bet a little and win a lot. Great for a guy like me who just wants to put a couple dollars out here and there. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet and winning big. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your first bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win in the biggest game this Sunday, Chiefs versus Ravens. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith. That's promo code JSMITH. FanDuel, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile or web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Enjoy Mid-South Fair Fun at Landers Center in South Haven September 23rd through October 3rd. Live music, thrill rides, sea lion performances, and pig races. You're sure to have a good old time. Visit MidSouthFair.com for discounted wristband and admission and more.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, GP.
I had a big issue with something you said this morning on the Jeff Calkins Show, the highly rated Jeff Calkins Show.
Oh, what'd you say? I said that irritated you.
You said that it was amazing that they were able to catch a cat with that American flag. I say that's probably the easiest thing in the world to do.
No, the catch itself?
Yeah, like think about it, if somebody dropped a fly ball to you from, 30 feet and you had a glove, you'd catch it no problem. So why is catching a cat and a flag a big deal? I love the video. I feel like the catch was fairly simple.
Let's be clear. The inspirational part of this was the idea, right? Like, there's this cat hanging there. And by the way, I didn't realize till I went and read a story about it later, the way they knew the cat was there first is they were just sitting there minding their own business, and they got peed on from above because the cat was so scared that it was urinating. So they all of a sudden were sitting there in the football stadium, and they smell cat urine.
Jesus.
And it's like cat urine's everywhere. You're getting peed on. And you can just say, like, get the hell out of here. Freaking cat just peed on me. And instead, they immediately thought, how do we save the cat? And then they realized they have that American flag, and they could use it as a baseball glove, as you were. I don't know. The cat is kind of, in terms of the difficulty of the catch, the cat is, unlike a baseball, a living thing, and it was twisting around up there. So you didn't have the you didn't know what the trajectory. But I take your point. It's a pretty big flag. You should be able to catch a cat.
Second question. Is it clear to you that you would save a cat who just urinated on you? It's not clear. It's not clear to me.
Like, you might have just said, screw the cat. Like, you might have just said, you might have clearly been most concerned with the fact that you were covering a cat urine. And instead, they went out to save the cat. I thought it was an impressive. Would you have thought, how do we save the cat by catching it with a flag?
I would have caught it with my hands. I've got good hands. I've got good hands.
Well, the problem, of course, then is once the cat fell, you saw some dude try to pick up the cat and show it off like Simba, pick it up and the cat's immediately biting the hell out of him, scratching him. If it had been a dog, the dog would have wanted to lick his face. That's why dogs are better than cats.
100%.
Like, in that moment, the dog would have been grateful. It would have been like, you saved my life. I'll lick your face and be all happy to see you. The cat's like, get out of here. Screw you. Here's more urine. I'm going to scratch your hand and your face.
I don't have any real anti-cat sentiment. Like, some of my favorite people in the world have cats. I just don't understand it at all.
Okay. You won't relate to this because your dog in its low maintenance quality is cat-like. One of the advantages, I don't get it either. Like, I don't, if you could have either a cat or a dog, I don't understand having a cat. That is just bizarre to me. But one advantage is they're very low maintenance compared to a dog. You don't have to walk a cat. You can leave. I was talking to someone that I know who has cats and leaves for a week without, having a cat sitter come over or anything else. You just put food out. You got two kitty litter pans. Now it smells a little bit when you get there. Kitty litter pans are no fun. But cats are much more. If you travel, if you're single, if you don't have anyone to take care of the cat, cats are much easier. But so is a goldfish, and it doesn't give you nearly the pleasure of a dog.
I went to Greece for a week. Piper stayed at our house. Now, my mother was there. My mother was there with our children most of the time. But, like, if she wouldn't have been, we would have still just gone to Greece and Piper would have been fine.
Is that true?
Yes. As long as we put out enough food.
No one else in the world has a dog that you can just leave for a week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I think the Amazon driver hates it, and the male person hates it because Pipe will go outside, and you'd think after all these years she'd just be like, all right, I don't feel like I have to bark at the Amazon driver anymore. But, like, nope, like, she's still out there barking at everything all the time. So it can be annoying on that level, but in terms of, was there ever any doubt? If I left for a week and genuinely nobody was at my house for a week.
What do you do, though? Do you put food out and she doesn't eat it all? That's the other thing. Dogs usually, they're just like, eat all the food. And then, like I would, and then they don't have any for day three.
Well, we have the type of food thing that it's a bowl and then it's like a cartridge almost. And you fill it up And then, like, when you eat it, like, more falls down. And she, it's impossible. I don't know if it's impossible for her to eat it all, but she never does.
God, you've got the easiest dog in the world.
This is the easiest dog in the world.
That is not a typical dog. It's just, you don't get to have just your dog. You just leave and come back, and the dog's just hanging out, wondering where you were for a week.
She will be sitting in the driveway when we come back, waiting for us.
I am in Florida, and I have someone living at my house taking care of my dogs. And if I didn't have someone living at my house taking care of my dogs, I would have someone visit three times a day, and I would have to pay each visit.
Nah,
that's how most people, when they leave town, that's how most people deal with their dogs. You've got a dog that has cat-like qualities.
It's a dog with cat-like qualities, except no litter box. And literally has never used the bathroom in the house. Never once.
Never? It's a hell of a dog.
Never.
Oh, because it has a way of going out.
Yeah, we have a doggy door. We have a doggy door. The doggy door is awesome because, like, she goes and she comes and goes as she pleases. Whenever she needs to go out, she goes. I've never walked her. Never once walked her. We don't have a leash. We've never walked her. So, I mean, that's the good part. The bad part is, second the Amazon driver pulls up, she bolts out the doggy door and she's yapping at the Amazon driver. And
that's the bad part if you're the Amazon driver.
Yeah, but like,
right? Does she irritate the neighbors by the incessant barking?
No, I don't think so.
They can't hear the barking.
Yeah, I mean, she's the smallest dog in our
big box.
Yeah, like our neighbors to our left have multiple dogs, both of which are bigger than Pipe. Our neighbors to our right have, I believe, multiple dogs, both of which are bigger than Pipe. I feel awful for Amazon, FedEx, UPS, the mail people, because she is constantly, like, they have to. That's my fear, honestly.
We did in Buffalo. So we had the dog that my mom has barks at the people. And we actually ended up putting a box, like a wooden box, like a, you know, just a crate kind of box with it. But it has a lid and everything out at the end of the driveway. And they all know to leave the stuff in the box. They don't have to, like, get out and be barked at. But what happened? What does she do when they get out to carry the stuff to your door?
She barks. That's all. And if it's a driver who's familiar with her, they know all she's going to do is bark. She will not do anything. You could actually take your hand and put it in her mouth, and she would not bite you. She's just going to bark, and she will then chase. My fear is never anything other than she's going to get run over someday. Right. Just like Lola.
That's how you get rid of your dogs. Right, exactly.
Yeah, my dogs don't die. My dogs get run over. Exactly. It's a little bit like an aging boxer. Like, they've been able to get out of the way of the tires. And it's like Roy Jones, you know? And then one day Antonio Tarver catches you and it's over with. Like, that punch would never get you for the past 10 years. But now you're a little slower, you're a little older. And boom, Antonio Tarver just knocked you out. And Glenn Johnson just knocked you out. I'm afraid Piper that's the way her life would end. In fact, if you're betting on it, that would probably be like -120. she will get underneath the garbage truck or underneath the Amazon driver, and it'll be nobody's fault other than her own. And because she's been getting away with it for 10 years.
You know what? She'll have died doing what she wanted to do. GP.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. She'll die doing what she wanted to do. Which is just bark at anybody who delivers anything to our house. That just reminded me of an awful story. Remember last week when I told you I saw a guy on Facebook and he was like, "I go in the hospital now, not feeling so good." Right. He died.
What was the connection to that with what we were just talking about?
We were talking about death.
I was like,
we were talking about you die doing what you love, and it just made that pop into my head. I saw it today.
Did you know this guy on Facebook? Was he a Facebook friend of yours or Facebook?
Facebook friends, I never say, like, I get asked all the time, like, I'll be somewhere, and people are like, "Oh, so you're friends with so-and-so," and I won't recognize.
You never say, "No, we're not."
Yeah,
right.
I never say, "No,
well,
I say."
The point is, there are people that you've met. Had you met him before?
I mean, that's the thing. I don't remember people that I've met. I'm not entirely sure I remember everybody I've lived with.
You don't recall meeting him. This is a complete stranger to you, as far as you know, right? It's awful. It's awful they died. That's what happens. There's an awful story in the Washington Post today about a mother and father both died of COVID. The mother gave birth while she was in, she was unconscious from COVID, and then the father died too, and so they have I think 4 other children, from like 2 to 7, and they both died of COVID. Now, the woman said someone speaking for her said she didn't get vaccinated because she was pregnant, but of course, the doctors are all saying, if you're pregnant, you should be vaccinated, particularly because you are prone to other problems. And so just another reason to get vaccinated. But that's at least the second one of those stories I know about, mother, father, both dying, whole family, whatever else.
Well, Allison Williams, the sideline reporter from ESPN, just she didn't quit her job, but she's not going to do sideline this football season because she's not getting the vaccine because she's trying to have a second child. And if you go look at her tweet that was announcing this, there are some people like, good for you, Allison, for not being told what to do. But then there's a whole slew of people going, well, what are you doing, dummy? Every doctor tells you to get vaccinated, even if you're pregnant or trying to get pregnant. So now you're Allison Williams, sideline reporter, knows more than every doctor in the country. Like, what? And so it's just like, I don't know. I can't forget.
We just were told at the Daily Memphian just today, updated policy, that you have till whatever day it is to show proof of vaccination or proof of a medical reason why you can't, or you'll get 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, they're good. That's the way CBS is the same thing. Well, you cannot, and the note came last week after President Biden announced what he announced, you're not allowed in the CBS Broadcast Center after, say, October 15th, if you're not fully vaccinated. You can't work. And, it doesn't matter who you are. If Greg Gumbel tries to show up at the CBS Broadcast Center unvaccinated, he's done. He ain't coming in there. And I don't know. I don't feel like any of my freedoms are being taken away. I just feel like it's my employer creating a safe environment.
Right. As do I. Yes.
Yeah, thing I want to be free to do is, watch baseball. and pour a drink and cook on my grill and stream Ted Lasso. Hey, those are really the only freedoms I care about. The other stuff doesn't bother me that much. I don't need them.
I enjoy in season 2.
I think it's really good.
I love season 1. Season 2, I didn't like the Christmas episode. And so it just took the wind out of my sails, right. So I haven't watched any more.
I watched that one after everybody had already killed it, and so I went into it this is going to be 35 minutes. And I understand everybody's complaint. I think the terribleness of it was overstated. It wasn't my favorite episode. I didn't think it was a disaster.
The other thing of the ones that I've seen so far, it was just, why the hell do we all of a sudden need Christmas here in the middle of, I know it's, I didn't even realize it was Christmas season. There was no sense of, it was fall first. And then we didn't have any seasonal sense. Just Christmas popped up in the middle of whatever the hell it was. The other thing is that it's getting, obviously the premise is ridiculous in and of itself,
right.
But it's getting even more ridiculous. Beginning with the cat died. Well, who died in the first episode? A bird? What the hell do you have? Soccer ball. The soccer ball kills the bird, right. In the first thing. And then the guy going door to door trying to find a dentist because his daughter has. It's getting more antic, ridiculous and more ridiculous things. And so, I love Ted Lasso. It's just tremendous. It's a perfect series for me because it just makes you feel good.
It really does. It's sweet and it makes you feel good. There's a little sweet message in almost every episode.
Everything. Yeah. The one with the darts was the best. The one with the darts when he's beating that guy's ass in darts because people have underestimated me my whole life. It's just fantastic. Tremendous.
Have you seen the most recent episode?
No. No, I stopped at Christmas.
Oh, no.
I'm going to keep going, but I just paused at Christmas. It took the wind out of my sails.
Well, I think, I'm not going to ruin it for you or anybody else, but I think there's a moment in the most recent episode that might help explain why they wanted the Christmas episode, because there's something, it's very small, it's just there's something in the Christmas episode that ties to, I think, everything that just happened.
Here we are talking about a series.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of our listeners have watched any of this?
I'd say less than 50% probably. Would you? Bennett's never watched it.
So basically, same number of people that aren't vaccinated.
Yes. And perhaps it's the same
thing. We talk about vaccinations all the time.
Yes.
So what the hell, you know, whatever.
No, but like.
Yeah, I think it's less than 50% because it's Apple TV.
Right.
You know, you have to decide what you're going to buy.
Well,
in this world,
the problem is, you know, it used to be, not that it's a problem, but it's a problem when you're trying to discuss things that feel mainstream to you, and yet
right.
half the people listening have never, don't even know what we're talking about. It used to be like Seinfeld's on Channel 5 or whatever, you know, NBC,
right.
and then like there was only a handful of shows. Well, now there's so many shows and so many different places to watch these shows. Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, Apple TV, HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, FX, that almost regardless of what you're talking about, and Ted Lasso might be the most mainstream of all of them right now, but almost anything on television you're talking about, I think most people who are listening to you aren't watching it with you, which is just sort
I've
of...
not seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true. Even when it was Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones was the closest we came... to I think having something that everybody was watching, or at least everybody was aware of. You know, people.
What percentage of people saw the cat video? That's different, of course, because anyone can see it. You don't have to be a subscriber.
Well, here's the thing. Like, this is another thing where I think sometimes Twitter can be a little disorienting. I can't. This is an old number. Perhaps it's higher today than it was. But once upon a time, it was like 10% of Americans are on Twitter. Only 10%. So when you're talking about, you see that tweet, or somebody got killed on Twitter, like 90% of Americans don't even know what you're talking, never saw it. Now, the cat video.
Well, and I think the cat was mostly on Twitter, right?
Right.
The cat, that's where it was circulated.
Yeah, but like between Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, a viral video like that, you're probably going to bump into it, right?
I would think so.
I mean, I bumped into it.
It was the best thing. It was easily the best thing I saw.
I watched it like 10 times.
It's
actually like you can see when the little paw comes off and everybody's like, ooh, like everybody gets nervous. I wonder how, what if it would have just splattered?
Oh God. Well, that's what we were. I was in Jonesboro where we saw it. We were speculating. There's really no place and the Liberty Bowl for it to fall from. But someone said, just imagine that happened to Liberty Bowl. Like, people just let it, like, damn cat, you know. That's not true. People in the Liberty Bowl are nice, too. It couldn't happen in the Liberty Bowl because there's no levels.
Yeah, no.
Only one level.
The only way it could happen, it'd be like Wolo would have to drop it out of the press box. What if Wolo brought a cat to the Mississippi State game and just dangled it out there?
Wolo's going to dangle a cat.
that's the only way we get it. We don't have levels at the Liberty Bowl. We're reduced. We need Wolo to dangle a cat. Would he do it? I'm going to text him.
Yeah, see if he'll dangle a cat and then see if someone will, you know. No, someone's just going to see. I'm not putting down this Pronto Pup to get that cat. You know?
Yeah, no. I just paid $8 for this Pronto Pup. No scenario where I'm trying to catch a cat.
Right.
No.
Cat peed on my Pronto Pup. Uh-huh.
You mentioned you were in Jonesboro this weekend. Big win by Memphis. Seth Hennigan was terrific. You mentioned that you would trade the Liberty Bowl for Arkansas State's football stadium, and I'm totally on board.
Dude, did you see the waterfall?
The waterfall at Arkansas State? Yeah.
It was amazing.
No, I've been there before. I think before the renovations, I've been there for a game, a Memphis-Arkansas State game. But I just love smaller, newer, nicer football stadiums. Like, how about and basketball as well? University of Texas is building a new basketball arena. It's going to open like next season. University of Texas. You know how many seats they're doing? Basketball arena.
12.
10. They said just to make it smaller, nicer, put a demand for tickets there. I think that is the way of the future. Not necessarily Arkansas State's football stadium. But smaller?
Right.
I don't know that we'll see another 100,000-seat stadium be built.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, in Buffalo, and that was even before they stunk this weekend, they were going to build 60,000 like for the new Bill Stadium. But the Arkansas State Stadium, when I had been there before, it felt sort of like a glorified high school stadium.
Sure.
Like, it wasn't great. But since the renovations – It's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, everything feels new and clean. And I mean, I was talking about the Liberty Bowl on the air the other day, and someone texted me and pointed out there's this like wire that's been dangling down in front of the press box for like decades. No one. It is. With all due respect, the sight lines are beautiful and it looks good lit up when you're driving by and all of that, but it is a dump. I mean, I hate to say it, just relative to if you go to Arkansas State, they got beautiful waterfalls. Now you got to feel like, you know, the other problem is that some of it's how you take care of it. Like the waterfalls wouldn't be so beautiful if they didn't work, you know, like if they were broken waterfalls. But it was gorgeous. And the press box great and the suites are great. Walking around in the suite, you just feel like you're walking around in a first-class facility. And so it's, you know, and obviously then UAB just has a brand new one that you trade the Liberty Bowl for in a minute.
Somebody right? just texted me and said, go look at UAB's new football stadium. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's paid for by the guy, you know,
right,
UAB didn't build it.
The city paid for it, right. But I know we talk about this about every 6 months and it goes nowhere, but like, I just wish somebody, and there were people who tried, Bill Lansden tried, but I just wish that somebody somewhere would have said, this will be difficult to do and it'll be very expensive. And I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to put a reasonably sized on-campus stadium, and we're not going to worry about where will people park. You ever been to Ole Miss for a football game? People park on the highway. We're not going to worry about
the UAB one is not on campus in any
way. Oh, that's right, right. But like,
it's not on campus. And I do think, I mean, on campus would be great. I don't know where that works in Memphis, how that works.
They had it figured out once upon a time.
Liberty Bowl, if you were going to make it nice, A, it's too big, and B, you need $200 million in the Liberty Bowl, right? I mean, you need to downsize it, and you need to do it. There are old stadiums, including Neyland, which is beautiful because they poured hundreds of millions of dollars into it. Like, it can be old and beautiful, but the Liberty Bowl is not old and beautiful. It's old and not beautiful. So, yes, it would make a difference, absolutely, to the experience.
Before I let you go, explain why you're in Florida, because when I got the text, I was caught off guard by it.
Oh, well, it's just a cool story. So SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, is sending a rocket ship up. Wednesday is the launch date. It was originally might have been tomorrow. That's why I came down today. They wanted us to be here today. And it is the first all civilian astronaut flight ever. A business owner named Jared Isaacman bought the sort of rights to, you know, have the crew. And what he did immediately was say that St. Jude's going to be a part of it. And some of it, I really do believe, is you've heard about this sort of billionaires, ego, space thing, right? Like, I can't believe these billionaires are just, you know, getting their rocks off going into space. Well, even there's a counter argument. And the argument is they're employing vast numbers of people. It's not just like, they're not just buying a ride on someone else's rocket. Actually, Jared Isaacman is a little more like that. But in terms of like what Elon Musk is doing or what Jeffrey Bezos is doing or, what Richard Branson is doing, they're building these companies that are sending rockets into space. They're employing enormous amounts of people, and they are really making space travel and space commerce affordable and real. You know, it's been a long time since we thought, you know, we've always been thought we're going to be buzzing around like the Jetsons. Well, we haven't. And the U.S. really isn't doing much in terms of space travel anymore. And so This is a Elon Musk rocket, and those earlier flights this summer were like little pop flies. They went up for 2 minutes and came down. Here, this crew, this all-civilian crew, is going up for 3 days of orbiting, is going higher than the space station. I mean, this is a serious-ass flight, and St. Jude is a huge part of it, because one of the things that he said was, I have always wanted to earn the right to do this, you can't be ignoring problems back on Earth. And so he reached out to St. Jude. He gave $100 million to St. Jude, Isaacman did. And then he's trying to raise, through PR, another $100 million for St. Jude, sort of by tying it to this mission. And a 29-year-old woman who is a physician's assistant at St. Jude, who is a cancer survivor, pediatric cancer survivor, who was treated at St. Jude, she is one of the crew. And so her name is Haley Arsenault. And it's sort of an amazing thing that basically he said, you know, what do I, this historic space flight, what do I want to, what cause do I want to dedicate this to? And the cause was St. Jude and children and curing children's cancer. So that's supposed to happen Wednesday. It is a historic flight for all kinds of reasons, but then the fact that St. Jude is intimately involved in it and is literally, you know, sending a physician's assistant up into space, it's fairly amazing.
And so it was possibly tomorrow, but now we know it's going to be Wednesday.
It's supposed to, right now it is supposed to be Wednesday evening. There's a launch window. There's not a launch moment. There's a launch window depending on weather and everything else. But the other thing about this is literally everything about this is private. Like, it's not the SpaceX, the people running it, there's no Houston, everyone involved. We are down here at Cape Canaveral. And so they're using the, launch pad, but everything else about this is privately done, and folks, you know, people that SpaceX hired. It's really pretty freaking amazing that you're doing this. Would you get on that rocket?
No chance.
I wouldn't either.
Whatever joy or pleasure or rush I could get from going to space is not worth possibly never coming home from space to me.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it. You know, he doesn't. Now they have sent three different crews up in this rocket, and it's, you know, gone beautifully, and those were professional astronauts. And then in addition to that, they have sent it up many more times as a cargo ship, and all those went beautifully. So there's been no, you know, this is certainly a proven rocket and a proven mission, but you're going 17,500 miles an hour. You're going 360 miles up. You're going higher than the Hubble Space Telescope. It's like, this is, and you're going for 3 days, and then it's going to splash down in the ocean.
Yeah, I don't think I need any part of that, but I wish him luck.
But if you did it, you'd want someone with a flag standing underneath you when you landed, wouldn't you, to catch you?
100%. Let's get those guys from Miami to at least get a giant American flag, and if worst comes to worst, maybe they can catch the rocket. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, though.
All right. See
you. Bye-bye. The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every single week. All you have to do is make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. I've been betting on FanDuel for a while now for a variety of reasons. Easy to use. They have fast payouts. It's safe and secure. We're talking about America's number one sportsbook here. It's time to get involved if you're not involved, because there's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also claim 30-1 odds on either team to win the biggest game next Sunday, which is Chiefs-Ravens. Just sign up with promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. And if you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Ravens or Raiders, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the bonus code DAILYTIP200. That's DAILYTIP200, all one word, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code DAILYTIP200 to win $200 in free bets if either the Ravens or the Raiders score a touchdown. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. Just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry. Had a home in Kyivel, wanted to sell it. Josh went to work. Home was sold in just a couple of days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. There's a lot of them. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, but only Josh Hysaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you could fire Josh with no obligation. You could even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysaw. Go to JoshHysaw.com.
The next winner in Southland's free and easy car giveaway will be announced this Sunday.
What?
That's right. Southland Casino Racing is giving away three more automobiles, so you better hightail it across the bridge and earn more entries. Heck, nine other people win $500 in cash money.
What?
Be at Southland on Sunday to see if you win.
Next drawing, Sunday, September 19th. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave with Dollar Shave Club stores. Yeah, that's Dollar Shave Club in store. So go to the store and find them.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? you can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. They can help you. What you want to do is call them, 360-9679, 360-9679. Get them on the phone, tell them I said hello, and then tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer, because there's a lot of different types of computers there. Are you a gamer? Well, then you probably need to spend some money, maybe $2,000, $3,000. But if you're just somebody who's messing around on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, if you spend $1,000 on a computer, you are wasting money. You get a computer for way less than that. That'll do everything you need it to do. Not at the big box stores, but certainly at Cooper Systems. They have a variety. High-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet. Whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. They got big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, they carry Apple products. Next time you need a computer, anybody you know needs a computer, next time you need computer repair, Cooper Systems is your spot. 360-9679, 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. We're talking to Jeff Calkins in that last segment. He was talking about how he is down in Florida getting ready to witness a rocket launch. He asked me if I'd get on that rocket. I said, absolutely not under any circumstances. Would you?
No. I think that's just something that in theory sounds cool, but I think I'm just good.
Like, you ever...
Until hundreds and thousands of people start getting on rockets and doing that, I'm just gonna hold off.
Like, when I get on a plane, it's not just to go, like, see what it's like to be on a plane. Like, I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you ever
and
been...
Tons of people do it.
Yeah. It's incredibly safe. I mean, like, but when you're on a plane, I think before you've ever been on a plane, you're like, oh, wow, what's everything going to look like there? And then you get on a plane, you know what everything looks like? Clouds. Just looks like clouds. You're staring at clouds. And I think the first time you do it, it might be neat. After about 10 minutes, you're just staring at nothing. It's just clouds. Like, what's the point? I don't have any interest in going to space. Like, you know, what do they got up there that I need?
No, you get to look at the stars for a second, I guess.
How about this? Why don't they take pictures and then I'll look at their pictures?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. How about you guys go up there, take all the pictures, and then make some videos, and I'll watch them, and I'll get the general sense of what that's like. I have no interest. I do wonder if people around my age, if you feel that way, if I feel that way, because you know what one of my earliest memories is? The Challenger explosion.
Sure, yeah. And people watched it on TV.
I watched that spaceship blow up.
Yeah.
Like, what? I just watched it in the commercial break, just out of boredom. I said, I'll just watch this Challenger blow up real quick.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, once
I know that was a long time ago.
It was 1986, January 86.
I don't care.
Yeah, like, whatever I would gain from going to space is not worth the risk of something going wrong. There's nothing in space for me. I don't think I need to go there.
I'm with you.
I'm going to stay on Earth until we ruin it completely.
Right. Then you may have to.
We're getting close. There's a decent chance I'll have to go to space someday.
You might.
I understand. Yeah. But like for now, I'm going to kick it down here on Earth. I'll let them go to
space. Sounds good.
I do wish them luck. NFL is back. FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play, and that's why you can get right now and every week a $10 risk-free bet. All you got to do is make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. If you win, you win. If you don't win, you're going to get up to $10 back. So among the reasons I bet on FanDuel. Been doing it for a while now. It's easy to use, fast payout, safe and secure. It's America's number one sports book. It's time for you to get involved if you're not involved. There's nothing like hitting the same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. Get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win the biggest game next Sunday, that is Chiefs-Ravens. Just sign up. Promo code Gary, that's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and the station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. 9. Be back with dinner to go.
University of Memphis Tigers fans throughout the city of Memphis are in for a sweet treat, or should we say a smooth pour. Old Dominic will be releasing a limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey featuring the hometown team's colors, Tigers blue and gray, on the front and back label. Going into our third year as the official partner of the Memphis Tigers, we knew we wanted to do something special. We bottled 2 batches of our Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey specially for this occasion and dressed up the labels to match the Tigers' iconic uniforms. Fans 21 and older can expect to see these bottles hit shelves in mid-August, just in time for the beginning of the 2021 college football season. This bourbon will pair perfectly with any tailgate this football season. The bottle will only be sold in Memphis area retail stores. Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Old Dominic is a 100 proof high rye bourbon that is aged a minimum of 4 years in a West Tennessee white oak barrel. A portion of proceeds from these limited edition bottles will be donated to support Memphis athletics.
Hey Memphis, it's Gary Lavox of Rascal Flats.
I'm moving on.
When I'm Moving On was awarded ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. If you're moving to a new home, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And no one understands this better than Black Tie Moving. I've actually used them myself, and it was an unbelievable experience. So Black Tie services most of today's biggest celebrities, musicians, athletes, and thousands of other people who want to be treated like a star on moving day. You're protected up to $100,000 against accidental damage. And rates start at only $99 an hour for 2 men, the truck, and the equipment. So whether you're moving your business or your family across town or across the country, the absolute professionals at Black Tie guarantee the best moving experience of your life. Truly was for me. Call today for the red carpet treatment, 901-316-6196, or online at blacktiemoving.com. Tell them Gary Lavox sent you. And start packing.
Visit Frontier Western Store this summer to check out tons of new products. Frontier added so many new items in their women's boutique. There are daily arrivals with thousands of on-trend tops, jeans, and pants in stock at amazing prices. And guys, Frontier is your number one Carhartt store. There's no one around with a larger selection of everyday fits and work gear. Wrangler and Ariat clothing also available. Frontier recently remodeled their entire store and expanded the world-famous boot showroom. Now there are even more dress and work boots in stock. After Ariat boots, then you've got to check out Frontier. There are over 1,000 pair of Ariat boots alone and thousands more in other brands such as Dan Post, Corral, Durant, Rango, Rocky, and Twisted X. And as if the selection isn't reason enough, there's Frontier's low prices. Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores. So when you're ready for your next pair, you know right where to come. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
The first bet on Caesar Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Tennessee only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
You know, having really fast internet matters, but when there are 4, 5, even 6 things connected to my Wi-Fi at the same time, it's the Wi-Fi speed that I pay attention to. Enter Xfinity. They offer Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal because maybe you're a gamer or a streamer or a video chatter, or maybe you're like me and have a big home studio that sucks up some serious bandwidth. Whatever your case may be, you need Wi-Fi that can keep up with your lifestyle and all of the devices that come with it. You need Xfinity because Xfinity knows fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Now through October 11th, ask how to get a special offer, $300 back when you get gig speed internet, or get started with up to 50 megabits per second download speed for $20 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Click, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10/11/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise it is what I drink when I'm inside any restaurant, any bar, anywhere that's serving adult beverages. It's what I buy when I'm in the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is going to be the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list of flavors is long. If you don't see your favorite in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can. Got a gluten-free vodka, too. It's got a brown label, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle you want to grab. Ask for it next time you are in a bar, restaurant, a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on, in the past 20 minutes or so, spaceships. And whether you would go into space if given the opportunity. Like, I really don't understand, like, these billionaires. Like, think about how rare it is to become a billionaire.
Right, right. It's just to say you did something that no one else can do because you're a billionaire.
Man, I could think of a list of long things I'd rather do that nobody's ever done before going to space.
I think I probably could, too.
Like, imagine being a billionaire and then, again, I hope none of this happens. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, blowing up in a rocket in space. What? You got
what a waste.
What a waste.
Yeah.
What a waste. Man, you give me $1 billion, I'm like building a fortress around me.
Yeah.
I'm not creating additional risk. I'm eliminating whatever risk exists. I'm trying to enjoy my $1 billion for as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand these billionaires.
I don't either.
I don't think I understand what's going on with these billionaires, but I do wish them, I wish them luck.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I think so.
It's a Monday night party.
I love this one.
Ravens Raiders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.